when you least expect it. Nature has cunning ways of finding our weakest spot. Just remember, I'm here. Right now, you may not want to feel anything. Perhaps you never wish to feel anything. And perhaps it's not to me that you want to speak to about these things, but feel something you obviously did. Look, you had a beautiful friendship. Maybe more than a friendship, and I envy you. In my place, most parents would hope the whole thing goes away, to pray that their sons land on their feet, but I am not such a parent. In your place, if there is pain, nurse it. And if there is a flame, don't snuff it out. Don't be brutal with it. We rip out so much of ourselves to be cured of things faster that we go bankrupt by the age of 30 and have less to offer each time we start with someone new. But to make yourself feel nothing so as not to feel anything? What a waste. Have I spoken out of turn? Then let me say one more thing. It'll clear the air. I may have come close, but I never had what you two had. Something always held me back or stood in the way. How you live your life is your business. Remember, our hearts and our bodies are given to us only once, and before you know it, your heart is worn out. And as for your body, there comes a point when no one looks at it, much less wants to come near it. Right now there's sorrow, pain. Don't kill it. And with it, the joy you felt. You may never speak about this again, but I hope you'll never hold it against me that we did. I will have been a terrible father if one day you'd want to speak to me and felt that the door was shut or not sufficiently open.